Virtual reality is already playing a big role at Walmart, and it's about to get bigger. But to understand Walmart's future, you first have to learn about Store Number 8, Walmart's technology incubator, from its principal and founder, Katie Finnegan. Katie, why is virtual reality so important to Walmart and Walmart.com?
So virtual reality is definitely something that we see a huge potential with in the future, in particular for Walmart. I mean, our center of gravity is merchandising and storytelling, and we see this medium as an opportunity to truly leapfrog the way that products are sold, displayed, and experienced both pre- and post-purchase.
So this summer, you put out a call to entrepreneurs and venture capitalists for their virtual reality proposals. What are some of the virtual reality ideas that came out of the incubator?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time in the market. I think we met with probably over 250 different companies to kind of get there and to get us to that October 18th date. And we found a few key things that were really interesting. One, we found that the medium sort of gives the opportunity to experience products in a way that really just can't happen in both the 2D and physical world. So think about, a down jacket. Well, when you kind of want to look at the details and understand, what goes into that jacket, in virtual reality, you can actually explode that jacket, look at the inside, see how many down feathers are actually in it, and compare, that density of down to the next jacket and understand why something might be $20 more or $20 less. And then the other thing that it provides that we learned during that process that was pretty cool was showing these products and what we started calling in contextual commerce. So being able to sort of view cross-functional products, so a tent plus, sleeping bag plus maybe a lantern and all these different things that would potentially be in different aisles or different parts of the experience, being able to see them all together in the context of the real environment where you're actually going to use it. So being able to see those items actually in Yosemite and being able to actually unzip the tent, lay down, and get to experience that size and scale and scope of the tent in real life is something that you can't really do in the physical world today, but virtual reality allows you to.
Virtual reality also is going to be playing a role in training employees for Black Friday.
Virtual reality and also augmented reality provide a pretty immersive experience for training. And when it's immersive and honestly sometimes gamified, it really has a much better stickiness factor and retention of information beyond, the traditional print items that you might normally conduct training. It really is transformational for our business and has allowed us to really recoup a lot of value there.
So back to some of the ideas that we were talking about earlier, I'm wondering how quickly can you make some of these things happen? I know Walmart has spent billions to invest in technology and buying websites like Jet.com and ModCloth.
Yeah, I mean, all of these technologies have different hype cycles and different paths to commercial viability. But that doesn't mean that there's not the opportunity to start using them now. And so, for example, virtual reality in the context of training our associates happens now with our Walmart University's program and has been quite successful. We've been doing that for a little while and we continue to expand that. Virtual reality in the context of a consumer experience, like I mentioned earlier in the contextual shopping or, a real sort of immersive view as to see the innards of a product, that probably won't happen in someone's home in the next 12 months or so. But that's not to say that you can't see these things actually in a store environment where we then control the physical experience and can kind of build out a streamlined user experience.
Thank you, Katie. Katie Finnegan, who is principal and founder of Store Number 8, which is Walmart's technology incubator. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.